Welcome to the special edition of the Weekly Leader Podcast with Mary Michaela Weber from Voice Empowerment, and she'll be telling us about how to make speeches come alive.
Welcome to Voice Empowerment on the Weekly Leader Podcast. Today we're going to look at how you can make text come alive. Everyone has been in the audience where they see somebody up at the front reading a speech with their head down, going over the material as if they were in grade 3 reading the attendance record. It's not a very good experience to be in either place, at the podium or in the audience. So today we'll look at how you can make that pre-written material come alive. The main focus and the purpose of this kind of work is how you can create powerful eye contact while reading a speech and look at creating meaning and depth in your words. Eye contact lets the audience know you're there with them. Eye contact will keep people with you and focused on the ideas you want them to concentrate on. Working with your inflection, working with pauses, and working with directed intention around how you use emphasis will add to the value and the ability for people to stay concentrated. A monotone voice is the fastest way to make people check out. It's like listening to a train go by. It's interesting, but it is ambient noise. A well-delivered speech can be neat, tidy, and also really hit the audience. Sometimes we think those are mutually exclusive concepts, but I would venture it's entirely possible to take something that is well-constructed and really bring the audience inside those ideas. I actually have to thank my grade 6 teacher, Mrs. Renault, for forcing me to memorize a poem a week and speak it from memory. I developed a very sharp ability for myself to memorize and memorize easily and quickly because I was usually memorizing at the last minute. Mrs. Renault is long since gone, and we still all have to deal with speeches. So the question becomes, is there a method or pattern to delivering materials you've never seen, hardly read, and at times find rather flat and uninteresting? I would venture, yes, there is. The biggest problem people face in reading speeches is delivering lines to connect, again, maintaining eye contact, and to create meaning and passion for the listener by varying the style of their speaking, the pauses, and the points of emphasis. So the first secret, you need to increase the font size you are using to a minimum of a 16 to 28 font. It's very hard to read what you can't see. Double space your materials. You won't find yourself lost or hunting for where you are because it will be easy and open to read. Now, the second secret deals more with execution. I want you to read sections between 2 to 5 words in length. Perhaps it seems strange and short to you right now, but I guarantee your audience will stay with you. Look down. Memorize 2 to 5 words, and then look up and deliver them, looking straight at your audience while you speak. Look down, memorize the next 2 to 5 words, and then deliver them. This may slow you down. Slowing down usually just makes you look smarter, wise, and more careful. To make this easier for yourself, you'll want to practice by marking your copy. Slash lines every 2 to 5 words where it makes sense will help you get a start with the process. The third secret is choosing words to emphasize. Here, I want you to start by practicing marking your copy. Take a moment to read it over. Choose verbs and significant words that will direct your audience to the thoughts you want them to remember. To get a feel for what words make sense to emphasize, practice reading some random text to yourself. Mark the text and look for verbs or significant words. Increase the volume or speak that emphasis word more softly. In any event, you'll start to break up any bad habits of being flat or monotone, and it will also make you more interested in what you're saying. I guarantee if you're bored, your listener is too. Let's take an example. This is a text I use with my clients. I'm familiar with it, and I've pre-marked it for this session. It's an excerpt from Marianne Williamson. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? And we'll skip forward to the end of this, just for the purposes of this exercise. As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Now let's try delivering that a little bit differently. Different points of emphasis and breaking it up in different places. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So you can see how varying the points of emphasis, as well as the places where you mark the words, allows you to give a very different interpretation or experience of a text. And while I would say that neither one of those is a final version, if I was going to present that speech in front of a large audience, it is something that will give the person who's listening some meaning, and it doesn't sound monotone. So you've moved ahead from leaving people flat to being able to express something. So to recap, first, you need to choose a big font, 16 to 24 point, 28 point, depends on your eyesight. Second, select 2 to 5 words in a segment. Quickly memorize, look up, make sure you connect to your audience, and then deliver it. Thirdly, start to find emphasis words and vary your delivery. Try things soft, loud, quick, and use pauses. I think your audience will appreciate it, and I think you'll find your speeches far more interesting, and your focus will be stronger. I guarantee it. It may take some time. You may need to practice learning how to read, learning to train your eye to connect out, and to remember to pause, connect to your words, and then deliver them. It may seem slow at first, but when you get used to it, and when you perhaps test it out on a colleague, a spouse, or a friend, you'll find that people actually enjoy the kind of pace you're creating. Have a great time exploring, and knock 'em dead next time you're up at the podium. Have a great time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mary Michaela, and you can find Mary Michaela at voiceempowerment.com. So thanks for investing your time with us, and we look forward to being with you again soon.